interest us in something one of her pirates had found in the Outer Rim. Information, apparently, and an unspecified artifact. She didn't say where they had come from, exactly. Way up past Rin was the only hint she dropped. We didn't pay it much heed at first, naturally.
Why naturally?
Well, we receive dozens of offers from the huts every day. Most are scams, some are traps. All are full of lies. Not so different from what we receive from the Resource Management Council. But at least that's supposed to be on our side.
Lebec toasted his own cynical witticism and ordered another drink.
So you ignored the communique?
Ula prompted.
And that normally would have been the end of it. Except another one arrived, and then another. Each adding a little to the story until eventually we had to pay attention. It was quite a clever campaign, actually. We wouldn't have accepted it if it had arrived all at once, but doled out bit by bit, letting each piece of the puzzle fall into place before offering us the next one. Eventually it was enough to get even the senator himself interested.
In what exactly?
The Hutts found a ship, the Cinzia. There was something inside it, apparently. An artifact they're trying to sell. But that's not the most important thing. What really makes this interesting is where the ship came from.
Ula was getting tired of playing games.
Just tell me, will you?
I can't. That information is what the Hutts are selling.
Lebec leaned forward.
We've been trying to generate interest in the Senate. Support is spreading for an official response, but not fast enough. The auction is in a few days' time, and I'm afraid we'll miss out.
Lebec's voice lowered until it was barely audible over the background noise.
How would you like to be the one to hand the Republic a previously unknown, resource-rich world, ripe for the picking?
Ula kept his expression neutral. So that was what the fuss was about. New worlds weren't especially hard to come by, but anything steeped in minerals or biosphere was fiercely contested between the Empire and the Republic. If the Hutts had stumbled across the location of one such world, there was indeed a real chance to profit from the knowledge.
Are you sure it's real, not another scam?
He asked Lebec.
As sure as we can be,
Lebec said lightly, taking his third pot from the waiter and knocking back a hefty swallow.
Supreme Chancellor Generous would authorize a bidding party from Bimisari, I'm sure. If we could only get word to him. Do you think you can help?
And there it was. The appeal for assistance in shoring up local politics. Holosector wanted not only to be the ones who brought a new world to the Republic's attention, but access to the Chancellor's coffers as well. A small percentage would be skimmed off the top to cover administration expenses, no doubt, providing more ale for the likes of Hunet Lebec and his ilk. Thus the Republic doomed itself and all it purported to represent. Ula suppressed his ideological revulsion.
I'll bring it to Supreme Commander Stantor's attention,
he said, and that was the truth. He had no choice now. If he returned with nothing, and 2 days later the information did reach the Supreme Chancellor's ears from another source, well, it wouldn't pay to be diminished in Stantor's eyes. Maintaining that contact was paramount. But that wouldn't stop him from spreading the information elsewhere first.
I owe you,
said Lebec, as Ula paid the bill and took his leave. That was the best way to leave an informant, in one's debt. Ula's coffers, like the Republic's,